All right, pretty somber anniversary here in Pittsburgh today. Seventh anniversary of the Tree of Life shooting. I say that, and so many people remember where they were, and we will discuss that today. Not necessarily all day, but for just a little bit. Let me welcome in, I'd love to do this, Jason Lando, Frederick, Maryland Chief of Police, former commander here in Pittsburgh. Jason, how are you?
I'm good, Colin. Thank you for having me on the show. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on. It is a somber anniversary. We have to remember you were on your way into town and you were going to speak tonight at the JCC, I believe. You're somebody who grew up not too far from the Tree of Life. You were also someone who was one of the first emergency responders on the scene. What are your flashes of memory from that day?
Yeah, this is a tough anniversary. There's a couple in my history with the Pittsburgh police that are really tough. You know, whenever we lost our officers and then the Tree of Life, that's something that just stays with you forever. I was the incident commander. I was the watch commander, what we call the duty commander that week. And it was my turn to handle the whole city during the night and weekend. And I had already actually been paged to go out on a separate incident for an officer that was involved in an accident. And I was on my way back home, and I was actually driving through Squirrel Hill when the call came over the radio. And I'll never forget, you know, you hear that call, and you're like in disbelief. Like, you just, the first thought that goes to your head is, this has to be a prank. Like, someone's calling in a prank call. This can't be happening in my city, in my community, in my synagogue. You know, it hits so close to home. And then, you know, as we all know, it was not a prank. And I'll never forget the dispatcher got on the radio and said, when I said, how many calls do you actually have on this? They said that the 911 center was flooded with calls. And that's when I knew very quickly that it was very real.
You got there, and I know that dispatch had also had, I think it was Dan Mead and Mike Smidga, they were calling in. They were both down or had been shot. And both had relayed that, or other officers had. So you knew you had at least officers shot. Did you know the totality when you entered the scene?
Yeah, I arrived on scene, if not like at the same time, then immediately after. So I was aware that those two officers were shot. And, you know, they were shot trying to run into the synagogue and save lives. It presented a very unique situation for us because, you know, as we know, the bad guy had done the horrible acts that he had done and was trying to leave the synagogue. And those officers did what they were trained to do and wanted to run in there. And they both were shot. And, you know, as we know, two more officers very critically injured. And then, of course, the 11 lives that were lost. So thinking back to that day, you know, the scene was just extremely chaotic. And we were just, you know, waiting for the resources to come, and boy, they came from all over the region. And I'm just so grateful that we had those relationships we had with our other law enforcement, fire and EMS partners, that we had the support that we had that day, because things could have been even worse.
Jason Lando, former Pittsburgh police commander, going to speak tonight at the JCC, I believe this gathering is. Talk about in the days thereafter, the coming together, the unification, not just of the Jewish community, but Pittsburgh in totality, but in particular the Jewish community, Jason.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really struck me, and especially looking at what we're dealing with now, you know, I'm not a political guy. I can't do the politics, you know, on either side. In those days after the Tree of Life shooting, like, communities, different religions, different organizations, people that didn't always get along and didn't always agree on everything came out of the woodwork to support the Jewish community. They came out of the woodwork to support the police. I just remember every day walking into the police station and there was just like food and stuff that were donated from community members because they just appreciated the first responders and what they did that day. And, you know, even our Muslim community in Pittsburgh, they raised the funds to pay for every funeral for those 11 victims that were killed. You know, so you look at what's going on today and you compare to what happened back then when our city came together like it never had before. And it makes you proud to be a Pittsburgher. And it also makes you wish that maybe, like, I wish we could get back to that time where we didn't have so much division. But yeah, I mean, the outpouring of support, the money that was raised, the resources, you know, the funds to help build a new synagogue, that all came from donations from the community.
Whether it was Zone 5 or whether it was in Squirrel Hill, the two things that hit like a ton of bricks both times in relative quick succession, and he referenced one, was Stanton Heights and then Tree of Life. What was it like to rally everybody who was on the force at those in those few years, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, it's so tough. I think that, you know, the important thing is that we're there, like as an agency, as leadership in the agency, you know, we're there to take care of those officers that have been through a tough time. But then, you know, on the flip side, like the community's there to take care of us. I just think that, and that's so important today. And that's why, like, we have to, like, police and community have to work together every day, because, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Like, we are, as police officers, we're out there to do a job, but we're still members of the community. And so just having that kind of support is so important, and I think today more than ever. And so I hope that answered your question. I'm not sure if it did.
No, it does, and it's something that I want to lead into and something I think makes a lot of sense. You know, I heard often in the aftermath of both tragedies, both Stanton Heights and Tree of Life, that there needs to be a unification or needs to be understanding that the public needs to see the police whenever it's not just the worst day of your life. Is that what community policing is about?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And the guys and ladies that you know, I worked with for a long time know, like when I was a younger officer, I mean, I was out there, like I thought policing was about going out there and, you know, chasing bad guys and taking people to jail. And to some extent, I mean, that's part of our job. But it wasn't until I, you know, became a commander and I saw some of those fractured relationships very closely, because I was at these meetings and listening to community members, where you realize, boy, there is so much more we have to do in policing than just write tickets and arrest people. And so I was so proud of my guys and ladies out in Zone 5 for the 5 years I was there, because they completely changed the narrative about police community relationships. And we had so much support out in the community. And when we did have, you know, touchy or, you know, ugly incidents where we did have to use force, we didn't see the pushback that you see in a lot of cities now, because the community, I think, came together and said, you know what, this incident might not look great, but we know that these guys and ladies are out here every day taking care of us, so we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And so it's a two-way street. And so, you know, and I think that's another one of the reasons why when something tragic does happen or has happened in Pittsburgh, that the community comes out to support us, because these men and women in the Pittsburgh police do an amazing job every day of building those relationships, and it's clear they've earned that support.
Last thing before I let you go, what will be your message when you speak to groups, or when somebody asks you about Tree of Life and maybe this far removed from it? What is your message? Is your message about that day? Is it about a Phoenix rising? Is it about all of that? What is it when someone asks you about that?
Well, I think first and foremost, like, we can't lose sight of, I mean, there were 11 people lost that day, and they were completely innocent victims. And so we have to make sure, like, whenever we talk about this day, we have to honor them first and foremost. But I think, like, the other part of my message is, like, when we see all this division and nastiness that we see today, I mean, I almost don't even watch TV anymore, because every time you turn on a TV, it's just finger pointing. Like, we can't keep going on like this. We have to get back to a point where we all come to the middle and we, like, have reasonable and rational conversations. And we support each other. You know, I might not agree with everything that my neighbor says or does, or, you know, he or she might not agree with everything I say or do, but we got to come to a point where we respect each other and we respect each other's opinions and beliefs. Because, like, that's what this whole country's about. And we're not in a great place right now. And so I think part of my message is honoring those that were lost. And part of it is, like, how do we move forward together?
Great stuff. Jason, you're a good man. I appreciate you taking the time today. I appreciate you taking the time for the Squirrel Hill community and never forgetting about this place, that's for sure. We'll talk again soon. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks so much for having me on. Take care.
Absolutely. Jason Lando, former commander with the Pittsburgh Police, back in town to speak tonight at the JCC. He is a great man.